This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Time to chat some running. Happy Monday to you as we are publishing this. My name is Brad Brown. If you haven't joined us before, welcome. It's good to have you with us. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. It's all about age groupers who have qualified and raced on the Big Island in Kona and what it takes to get there. And today's guest is someone who's done it on a few occasions, and he is a beast on the run. Sub-3-hour marathons, as you'll find out on today's podcast. Before we get into my chat with Chuck Sloan, a big thank you to Wheel Science for sponsoring this edition of the Kona Edge. If you want to get high-performance race wheels, then the Wheel Science is the place to head to, okay? You can get all the performance at half the price. They've done a whole bunch of independent testing. They're UCI approved. They've got a whole bunch of world records on those wheels as well, and all the info is on that website. The URL to get to, thekonaedge.com/wheels. And you can also, if you are going to buy yourself a set of wheels, use the coupon code KONAEDGE, all one word, KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% discounts. Their wheels start at $799. And the quality is amazing. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. Let's chat some running now, and we head back to the United States to catch up with Chuck Sloan. Chuck, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Thank you, Brad. I'm glad to be here.
Chuck, we often hear from triathletes who come into the sport and they're almost at like Olympic level swimming, but you come from a very strong running background. We spoke about it in our first chat, and a bit of steeplechase, slightly shorter than a marathon, but it must be a great feeling getting off the bike knowing that your best is yet to come.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I do enjoy that feeling a lot. You know, a lot of times early on in my triathlon career, I was just thinking, just let me get to the run. Just let me get to the run. Where I always felt like I could really do some damage. But, I mean, that being said, you get off the bike, in an Ironman, and you're like, well, I do have to run a marathon. It's a long ways. So, I just watch people go flying out of T2, and I'm just thinking, you know what? You need to save those matches because you're going to need them. And a lot of times I make up a lot of ground in the marathon. I remember my first Ironman, and I ran like, I think I went 2:57 in Coeur d'Alene, and I was just, it was the most fun I think I've ever had in an Ironman, because I was literally just running through the entire field, and you're just like clipping people off one by one, you know, as you're making your way to the finish line. But, but with that being said, being a runner and knowing what I'm capable of, you know, if I go out and do a track workout or something like that, and then you step out into an Ironman, it's a very humbling experience. That's for sure. I know that I've never felt like I've had the best run I could have, coming off the bike. But I mean, I guess that's what kind of keeps me coming back for more. What is that, hey, I really want to smack down a 250 or a 245 or something like that, you know, but I mean, we'll see.
That's an incredible time. What do you think would be worse, getting off the bike and having through a 3,000 meter steeplechase or the marathon?
Ooh. You know, I don't know. Honestly, it would hurt doing a steeple at that and having to, like, just the changing of gears and having to jump the hurdles and the water barrier. I think that could be pretty interesting. You ought to talk to Jesse Thomas about that. He was a steeplechaser in college at Stanford. So maybe him and I should put something together for that.
that would be a race I'd watch. It'd be carnage.
Yeah, it'd be interesting for sure.
Chuck, what's the secret to running a sub-3-hour Ironman marathon?
You know what? In all honesty, I think definitely having a very deep level of aerobic fitness, is going to be your key. But I also think your nutrition and bike strength. I mean, making sure that your bike is in a place where you know that you can come off the bike and you can run what you're capable of. And that you didn't overcook yourself. And then at the same time that you nailed your nutrition plan down and really, you know, executed on getting the proper number of calories on the bike. And then, you know, you're supplementing during the run itself to nail that run. So it's kind of a combination. It's a tricky business for sure when you're racing an Ironman.
As far as sort of biggest lessons that you've learned from running and marathon running in particular, what would you say some of the biggest things you've learned about yourself in those last sort of like 8 miles of a marathon?
You can endure a lot more than you think you can. that's probably my, you know, you can really dig down really deep, in that last 8 miles coming out of the energy lab and coming back. I've always tried to really focus my race on that last 10K and really, you know, giving it everything you can in terms of what you have left in the tank. And it's difficult to be there, but sometimes, you know, sometimes when you have it planned out and you're like, okay, well, here we go. And then you find yourself at the end thinking, wow, I can't believe I was actually able to do that. So you can make it, you can go a lot deeper than you think you can.
The mental side of it is massive, and you spoke about getting off the bike in that Coeur d'Alene and just passing so many people from a confidence perspective. That's amazing, and that's almost what you want to have when you get off the bike, isn't it? Where you might not have had the fastest of bikes, but if you're feeling stronger than 95% of people around you, you're in for a great run.
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that confidence grows as you're running, and you just, you know, it's like one person at a time, and it's kind of like a little, oh yeah, you're doing great. You know, you're doing great. You just keep having this, you know, this confidence booster one by one as you're going. So by the time you hit 10K, you're like, here we go. I'm getting every person all the way to the line, you know?
Yeah, it is amazing feeling. Some of us have it more often than others. By the sounds of it, you've had it a good few times in your career.
I've been very fortunate, you know. I've been very fortunate to have that feeling a couple of times. But hey, I've had that other, you know, in 2016 I did Ironman Boulder, and I actually DNF'd because I just I had my nutrition for whatever reason went sideways. I was cramping and throwing up really bad, and I was walking the marathon, and walking that marathon, I was just sitting there thinking, this is not how I want to race an Ironman. And I really, it was really demoralizing, one by one as people just kind of cruised on by, and I wasn't even, you know, I could barely move. And then that just really has stuck with me since 2016. And I definitely have some, unfinished business with some Ironman racing. That's for sure.
Brilliant. Well, Chuck, I look forward to chatting about your nutrition and the way you approach things from that point of view, but we'll save that for next week here on the Kona Edge. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. And thank you very much to Chuck Sloan for sharing his Ironman run advice with us. He is a machine, trust me. Very, very fast on the run. We're back again in a week from now to talk a little bit about his nutrition. Before I head off, though, a big thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Cone Edge. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels, make sure you check out Wheel Science. You can get all the performance at half the price. Be sure to use the coupon code CONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off your order. The URL to get to is theconaedge.com/wheels. That's theconaedge.com/wheels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.